Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we are grateful. We are grateful to be here. We're grateful to be back with you again.
The recording has started.
Tonight, we're grateful to be back with you again tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. As we continue,
all participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
In. Amen.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Amen. Amen again. Amen, somebody. Amen, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We're excited. We're excited to be here again on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. And people of God, we are glad that you have decided to join us on tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We are glad in it. We're exceedingly glad in it. As we often say, as the saints of God used to say a long time ago, we got glad, glad. That means we got happy, happy. Oh, yes. When you feel good on the inside because you know that God is up to something. So we bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight that you have, again, elected to come and be with us on tonight on this Sabbath Eve. We have actually entered into the Sabbath. And listen, people of God, we want to look back over our week, look back over our week day by day, and give God thanks for all that he did, all that he has done for us. Just, you know, entering into that place of greatness when we bring our hearts in, we bring our minds in, and we're just grateful to the Lord for his goodness. You know, the enemy tries to keep our minds bogged down only in the moment, just thinking about the moment and the next moment. But then we forget about giving God thanks for what he has done. He does so many things in the present, people of God, that we don't want to forget those things. Well, as we enter into the Sabbath, time that we slow it all down, just slow it all down. Oh, as they say, maybe take a deep breath. Glory to God. Just slow it down. And now it's time to enter in into the rest of the Lord. There is something in the Sabbath, people of God. As the scripture declared, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Now, if you really begin to look into all the blessings of the Sabbath, people of God, let me tell you, it will blow your mind. It would blow your mind. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank God that you're here, that you've joined us on tonight. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Go ahead and invite a couple of people. Glory to God. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Listen, you can invite somebody. God is doing great things for us here, and we don't want to keep it to ourselves. We don't want to keep it to ourselves, but people of God, listen, we want to share it. We want to share this good news that we have. We want to share this good news that we're getting. We want to share this good news. Yes, Jesus is yet Lord. Ha! Glory to God. He yet lives. He reigns forevermore. And we give him praise, we give him thanks on tonight. Just want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy of it afterwards, and we'll give you those numbers at the end per the usual. And we just want to give God thanks for our leaders on tonight, all of our leaders. We just want to bless the Lord, giving God thanks for them. As we often say, people of God, we didn't get here where we are on our own. No, no, no. Somebody had to till the ground. Somebody had to make sacrifice. And those sacrifices to people of God, go into the mind of God, go into the studies of God, go into the word to get a word to feed us, just like the shepherd and the sheep. Yes, leading us to green pastures. We eat here for a while, and then we go somewhere else, and we eat a little more. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's in these times that we find ourselves being nourished. Amen. We're growing in the word, growing in grace. Hey, glory to God. And listen, and being washed by the word. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for our leaders, for making the sacrifice, glory to God, that God has given these gifts to the church, the apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, the ministries of health. And listen, people got members in particular. He has said it. Listen, it is well said. God, he knew what he was doing. It's already set. Glory to God, no need to try to change it. All we need to do is come under the auspices of what God has already set. Come and be blessed. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again for all of our leaders. I want to thank him for our founding father of my ministry, the late apostle, Dr. F.D. James. Giving God thanks for him. Giving God thanks on tonight. Glory be to God for... Listen, Mother Carrie Jane, sweet, sweet woman of God, sweet, sweet woman of God. We just give God thanks for her and the first family. Want to give God thanks on tonight for our senior apostle. Thanking God tonight for Apostle Huggins of Trinidad and for Lady Huggins. We want to give God thanks and praise on tonight for our presiding bishop on tonight, the none other than Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for him and Lady Tina. Thanking God for my pastor tonight. Glory to God, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., Shepherd Mother Taylor. We just bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his love and his kindness. For truly the Lord has been good to us. Okay, do you have that testimony, people of God? Do you have that testimony that the Lord has been good to you despite of ourselves, despite of our errors, despite our shortcomings, people of God, his grace toward us has been extended. And just for that alone, we owe God a praise. So we just praise him and thank him tonight. And as well, we want to thank God for our PNN advisors. Thank God for each and every one of them and for the places that they hold. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them and for our prayer warriors. We bless the Lord for each and every one of them. We bless the Lord tonight for our scripture reader. We bless the Lord for you, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for continuing to come here now going into our third year. And I tell you, the Lord is doing great things and continuing to do great things. So we bless the Lord. We thank him. We glorify him for these things. And we thank him for you individually. Individually, we thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you and all that you bring. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your well wishes. We just give God thanks and praise again for each and every one of you. Truly, we can say, people of God, the Lord is doing great things in the midst of us. So we want to ask you again to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Listen, if we don't compel them, people of God, they may not come. But we want to compel them. We want to at least reach out to them. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to one or two or three. Reach out to a couple of people and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive, and let them know that you would love for them to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Would you do that, people of God? Glory to God. Would you do that? Amen. So we just thank him. Amen. While you're doing that, go ahead and get your pen and your paper tonight. Get your pen, your paper, your notepad, your cell phone, whatever you're going to take your notes on, go ahead and get those, people of God, because we're expecting the Lord to do great things as he has and as he is doing among us. Just thanking God again tonight for all of our international listeners, those that are listening by radio, those that are listening, that have Googled us and found us, wherever these airwaves are hitting your ears, we just want to thank God for you and let you know we appreciate you, let you know that you are somebody in God. Amen. So we just thank God for those that are listening by way of Facebook, those that are listening by our Prayer News Network Facebook page, or by our new ReArt 52 Facebook page. However listening, wherever you're tuning in from, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you more than you could ever know. Amen. So go ahead and get yourself seated on tonight, people of God. Let us get ready. Amen. We're going to have a word of prayer on tonight. And after we have our word of prayer, glory be to God, we're going to have a scripture reading by Sister Mary. We're going to have a scripture reading by Sister Mary, people of God. And then we're going to go right into our word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the man of God committed to come and do a teaching, just teaching. Glory to God for us on Friday night as we enter in to the Sabbath. Glory be to God. I don't know about you. If you've not been enjoying these teachings, conversations with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. It's been so rich and so rewarding. And we bless the Lord for Minister Cannon. Amen. Glory to God. And he is here again with us on tonight, on this Friday night, live. Glory to God. So, people of God, go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God, bring them in, amen, after you get through texting somebody, after you get through calling somebody, perhaps three-way somebody in, however you got to get them in, let's get them in, amen. Glory be to God, and as you're doing that on tonight, glory to God, again, we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in, amen, Jesus, on this fine Friday night, amen. I don't know about you people of God, but I feel a blessing. I feel a blessing. Glory to God. I feel it. I feel it in my soul. Glory be to God. I feel a blessing. Glory to God. This is not how we feel because it's not, glory to God, by feeling, but what we discern in our spirit. Glory be to God. That's coming down from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I feel it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, people of God, bring your hearts and your minds and on tonight, glory be to God. Bring them in. Settle in. Hallelujah. Settle in on tonight. Glory be to God as we go before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Just a little worship song. Glory to God. The song says, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Yeah, every hour I need thee. Oh, me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I need, the oh, I need thee. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, every hour I need thee. Oh, My Savior, I come to thee. Yes, glory to God. Come on, people of God. Yes, yes, hallelujah, yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Do you need him tonight? I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. One more time, yes, hiya, yes, thank you, Jesus, yes, thank you, Lord, huh? Yes, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, come on in and bless the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, come on and bless him tonight, come on and bless him, glory to God, come on and bless him with all that is within you on tonight, glory to God. Come bless his name. Bless him because he's worthy. Bless him because he's good. Bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Worship him on tonight. Glory to God for his goodness. Bless him tonight just because of who he is. Hallelujah. He's Lord. He's God. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty. And we bless him tonight. Will you bless him tonight? Will you bless him tonight? Glory to God, and only you can. Will you bless him tonight? Will you lift your voices and bless him tonight? Hallelujah, because he's worthy. Glory to God, he inhabits the praises of his people, and we bless his name. We bless his name. We bless his name. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Glory to God. We bless his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world. Glory to God and we that dwell therein. Hallelujah. We come to bless his name on tonight. We come to give him honor on tonight. We come to adore him on tonight. Somebody tell him how much you appreciate him. Somebody tell him on tonight how much you adore him. Somebody tell him on tonight, glory to God, how good he is to you. Hallelujah. Only you can tell him how marvelous. Oh, God, how you say, God, all that is unto you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We worship you tonight. We bow down and worship you on tonight. We worship you for your goodness. We worship you for your great love towards your people. We worship you on tonight. We worship you, hallelujah, in the earth. We worship you on tonight. Oh, Shekama Mosiah, we worship you tonight. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Glory to God, we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on this night. Hallelujah, thank God. We bless your name on tonight. Oh, glory to God. And I pray your people. We're blessing you on tonight. For truly you've been good to us. And we bless you tonight. We bless you for keeping our minds. We bless you for keeping our hearts. We bless you for keeping our soul. We bless you for the keeping, oh God, of our spirit on tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you for your blood covering. We're thanking you on tonight. You gave your life that we might live. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. Hey, glory to God. We bless you, Father, for life and that more abundantly. Hey, God, and as we come on tonight, we come on, glory to God. Oh, God, from the north, the south, the east, the west, we're coming on tonight, glory to God, with uplifted hands. We're coming with uplifted hearts on tonight. And we're asking you to forgive us now. Forgive us of our sin. Forgive us, oh, glory to God. Pardon, oh, God, our iniquity on tonight. Anything, everything we've done, oh, God, we're asking that you forgive us on tonight. Give us clean hands, a pure heart on tonight, oh, glory to God. We're asking that you will sanctify us. Sanctify each and every one of us on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon this line. Look upon these areas on tonight. Every situation, every circumstance on tonight. Father, that you will look upon us, oh, God. Look favorably, oh, God. Not in your wrath on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God. Okay, God. But we're asking that you would have mercy now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy upon us, your people. In the name of Jesus. Look upon the hearts tonight. Look upon the altar of the heart on this night, oh, God. We're asking that you will move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. In that precious name, oh, God. In that precious name tonight. Father, we're asking that you would do it. Hey, God, call the heavens. Call the heavens to shake. Call the heavens to move. Oh, God, in favor of your people tonight. Oh, God, circumstances, situations. Oh, God, look in the homes on tonight. Look in the families on tonight. Look, hey, God, in marriages on tonight, we pray. In that precious name, oh, God. Hey, God, son of a Jose, God. Bring down the hand of the traveler in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and give your people peace tonight. Peace tonight in every situation. We come against the will and the intent of the enemy. We come against this wild foe tonight in the name of Jesus. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus against you. We say the blood of Jesus against you. Yes, say God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your coals of fire. Your coals of fire, animals, say God. Oh, God, to burn up everything. Everything that's not like you. Oh, God, that your peace would abide. Oh, God, we're asking you all tonight. Oh, God, that will be done in the earth. That will be done in the lives of your hearers on tonight. That will be done on tonight. Father, speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds, oh, global, but oh, say God, in the name of Jesus, we come against distraction tonight. We come against hindrance tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, anything and everything that would seem to block, hey, God, your word on tonight. Father, but we say, table, oh, God, let your word have free course on tonight. Let your word have free course on tonight. Father, penetrate the heart. Penetrate the mind. Penetrate the soul on tonight. Father, let us not leave this line the same way that we came. Father, but we're asking that you would do a new thing. Do a new thing within us on tonight. Do a new thing on tonight. Yeah, come on, say God, we thank you. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for moving. Father, thank you for moving and healing on tonight. Father, we're thanking you tonight for removable. Say God. Hey, God, thank you. Oh, God, moving on tonight. Oh, God, drawing your people nigh unto thee. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for moving and provision on tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for moving in sanctification. We thank you for moving, glory to God. Thank you for moving. Oh, God, thank you for moving in peace on tonight. Thank you for moving in righteousness. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler on tonight. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for moving in healing. Hey, God, oh, God, healing all over the land, Oh, God, and we thank you tonight. Thank you for what you've done, for what you've already established. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you We give you glory on tonight, Father, for what you've already done. We give you praise, oh, God, for answering tonight. Every petition, every request, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father. We say on tonight, Father, bless your speaker tonight. Bless the man of God. Touch tonight. Touch as only you can. Touch and cause your word to have free course. And we thank you on tonight. Thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving by your choice anointing. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Strengthen your servant now. Strengthen, oh God, for this word. We thank you tonight. Hey, Babasaya, Babasaya. Thank you for moving on the inside. Oh, God, thank you for manifestation. Thank you for power. Thank you for demonstration. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you will hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Father, hide us and we shall be hid. We give you thanks. We give you praise. As sons of God on tonight, we do bind the hand, the works of the enemy. We bring every work to naught in thy precious name, Jesus. By your power that you've invested in us, we give you, Baba, we give you praise. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. Father, we say, now have your way in the midst of us. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do declare, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you all glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God in every heart tonight. Hallelujah, say God, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Every heart tonight. Hallelujah. Say amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give the Lord thanks. We get give the Lord praise all night. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. To God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God in this, the Hashiba. Glory to God in this, at this time, glory to God, we're going to ask Sister Mary if she would come, glory to God, with our scripture reading for tonight. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Mary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Mary. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, prayer warriors, and to each of our listeners near and far. The reading will be coming from the 103rd Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowded thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heaven, his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that they sail in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye minister of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I have read to you the 103rd Psalm. May God have blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless his holy. Holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thine be the glory. Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. Glory to God. You know, people of God, sometimes that praise will, that praise get the bubbling up on the inside. It just gets the bubbling up. Glory be to God. And you hear, glory to God. Hallelujah. The praises of our God. Hallelujah. Just gets the bubbling up sometimes, people of God. And glory to God, as they say, amen, I got to praise and I got to get it out. Glory be to God. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. That's when your soul rise up and give God praise. Hallelujah. And it's just not with your intellect, glory to God, but that's your spirit man, your soul rising up, glory to God. And that's that time when it's despite of how you feel, glory to God, despite of what you got going on, glory to God, but there's a praise that comes out of your being. There's a praise that comes out of your very sanctum of your soul, glory to God. That kind of praise, hallelujah, that can turn the heart of God, that can turn the hand of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's that kind of praise. Hallelujah. That combustible praise. Glory be to God, that you feel like if you don't get it out, it's going to just consume you. Hallelujah. So rather than it consume you, glory to God, you just shout, hallelujah, to the top of your voice. Hallelujah. Listen, not a dignified praise, just undignified. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, where everything within you, glory to God, begins to give God praise. Your hands go up, your feet moving. Hallelujah. Sometimes you run, sometimes you cry. Glory be to God. Sometimes you just embrace. Hallelujah. You just feel the love of God embracing you. Hey, woo, yes, sir. That kind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus. I just feel good in my soul on tonight. Glory to God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, hey, God, hallelujah, my soul, my soul, my soul. Listen, I can only cry out for me. Glory to God. You can only cry out for you. Glory to God. But hallelujah, my soul, hallelujah, cries out, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. And I feel all right tonight. Hallelujah. I give God thanks. I give God praise on tonight. I pray that you are too. Hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, that this Holy Ghost, this Spirit, this fire of God, hallelujah, I pray that it's dropping wherever you are. Hallelujah. I pray that you feel the tingling. You feel the fire. Hallelujah. That you feel it burning. Yeah, God, that you feel that compelling to give God thanks and to give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All over the land. All over the land. Hallelujah. Somebody just tell the Lord thank you tonight. Just tell him thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Out of your soul, just tell him thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, people of God, we are ready. We're ready to get ready. We're ready, ready, ready for the word on tonight. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for the word in advance on tonight. We thank God for what he's about to do. And we thank God on tonight for a young man that truly loves the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a scholar in the word. Glory to God. I've known him for quite some time. And we just bless God for him. Glory be to God. We have been blessed, amen, by his teachings on Friday night. Have we not? Yes, we have. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks and praise. We want you to bring your heart in, your mind in now. We pray that you got your paper and your pencil and settle it on in. Glory be to God. We're going to add to it. We're going to add some coals to the fire. Glory to God. Give you yet something more. Give you yet more to give God praise for on tonight. And we're traveling up to Atlanta, Georgia. Glory be to God by way of Applied Word Ministries. Applied Word Ministries. Amen. People of God, we want you to receive on tonight. Glory to God. Our brother, Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Praise your name, Lord God.
Yes.
Bless your holy name. Father, we this place, Lord. We welcome your presence in this place tonight, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise
yes,
you, Jesus. People of God, I just am so grateful to be here tonight. Heavenly Father, I just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our protector. You are our peace. You are our comforter. You are our strong high tower. You are our way out of no way. You are our possibility in the midst of impossibilities. And we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you anywhere on this planet. There's no one like you anywhere in the world, Father. I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way in this place tonight, Lord God. Have your way on this. Move up and down, every line in and out, every road touch, set free and deliver your people, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for just the opportunity to minister here tonight to these, your people, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Let revelation knowledge flow freely, 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 uninterrupted and unhindered by any evil, satanic or demonic force. I pray, Lord, that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords. You alone will think through my mind, Lord. Let it be none of me and all of you, Lord. Oh, I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. I bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. People of God, I want to say this tonight, that sister who talked about the Psalms tonight, so that went into Psalms 103. The Holy Spirit said something to me while she was reading it, and I just want to share that with you, and then we'll get on with the message. Turn to Psalms 103 again, where that sister read that tonight. It just blessed me. It blessed me because it brought me back to remembrance. It brought me back to the things that God reminded me of what I used to do years ago, and it was Psalms 103. And I'm just going to read a little bit to you, and I want to share this story with you, though, for a brief moment. I mean, for those of you all out there who have jobs and you're working, and, you know, now is the time, and it's funny because it's in this October. October is the time where, you know, you re-sign up for, you know, your benefit package that your job offers you, you know, your health plan, your vision plan, all those different plans, those benefits that the job gives you, you know, for working there. And they're coming up in this October, which is usually every year. You have to re-sign up whether you're going to go with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or whatever, you know, United Healthcare or whatever, a vision plan or whatever. So those are the benefits that your job offers. But I want you to hear something tonight. I want you to hear something in Psalms 103 that this sister just read, and the Holy Spirit dropped it in my spirit very strongly to share this with you all. Go to Psalms 103, verse 1, and we're going to read. And I want y'all to listen. Listen. Listen at the word of God. Pay attention and listen to what he says. And you're going to hear it. You're going to see it. You're going to know how much God loves us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Watch this. And forget not all his benefits. Look at that. Look at that. Your job offer benefits, but I'm here to tell you God got a benefits package. And I'm here to tell you that God's benefits package is a much better than the job's benefits package. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of that. Years ago, he shared that with me, and I want to share it with you. God has a benefit package for you. Just like your job got a benefit package for you, everybody talks about benefits, but let's think about God's benefits. Listen at what God's benefit package includes. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. So one of the benefits in the benefit package of God is he forgives your iniquities. He forgives your sins. He forgives you. That's a benefit. This is God's benefit package. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Watch the next benefit. Who, good God Almighty, he who healeth all thy diseases. So we're talking about God's benefit package right now. God's benefits, he forgives all your iniquities. And look at that. He heals all your diseases. A lot of times we take these jobs because of the benefit package. Why don't we take on God because of his benefit package? Look at this. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. Look at the third benefit. Who redeemed our life from destruction. Woo, look at that. So God is not only going to forgive us, and God is not only going to heal us, God is going to redeem our life from destruction. Protection. Redeem your life from destruction. You know that word redeem means to buy back. You know how you go in the store, you redeem a coupon, you're buying something back? God redeemed our life from destruction. What do we mean by that? Jesus. Jesus came to redeem our life. He came to buy us back. See? Through his blood, we've been forgiven of our sins. Look at that. Through his blood. So God forgives our iniquities, heals our diseases, and redeem our life from destruction. Look at this. Here's another benefit. Who crowns thee, he crowns us loving kindness and tender mercies. Good God Almighty. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Let's break it up. He crowns us with love, he crowns us with kindness, and he crowns us with mercy. Look at the benefits of God. That's a benefit package right there. Look at this. Look at some more benefits. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. He's going to satisfy your mouth with good things, see. See, one thing when you get saved, and you get into the things of God, you don't know how, you don't know who, you don't know when. All of a sudden, you just stop cursing. You just can't even do it no more. I'm telling you, it takes, it's a process. It ain't going to happen instantly. But when you get into the things of God, after you done got saved and given your life to Christ, eventually your mouth's just going to change. So see, God going to replace those worldly words with his word. He satisfied your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. I'm just going to praise God. The Holy Spirit just taking me from this message. I was going to praise God. That's all glory to God. Who, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That means he's going to make you feel younger. You know, all of us going to get old, but your youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts of children to Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. So you can take that entire Psalm 103 and you can see God's benefit package. I want you to think about that the next time you're at work and you're getting ready to sign up for the benefits. Say, I got a benefit. I got another benefits package. One thing about God's benefit package, it never expires. You don't have to renew it every year. Once you've got it, it's yours forever. That's why you have to accept his son, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, sister, for that reading of Psalms 103. Wanted me to just take a sidestep there on that. I'm going to teach y'all the message tonight we're going to be talking about is wisdom. I want you all to turn to Proverbs, and we're going to go through a few of these Proverbs, particularly Proverbs 2, 3, and 4. And I'm going to show you a mystery in the Word of God. And I pray to God that it will be a blessing to you, and you will never see things the way you used to see, and your life will never be the same again. Go into Proverbs chapter 1, starting out. And we taught on Proverbs at an earlier message on the first chapter, and I believe got a little bit into the second chapter. So I'm going to jump into Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. We know Proverbs is written by Solomon, and Solomon is talking about wisdom and instruction. And basically, Proverbs is giving you the instructions for life. These are the instructions for life. Proverbs talks about paths and ways, tells you if you get on this path and you walk in a certain way, you're going to end up at this destination. God has laid it all out for us. But I'm going to show you something else in Proverbs, and Proverbs is also all about wisdom. Let's talk a little bit about wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom don't come from man. There's a difference between wisdom, knowledge, information, and education. Wisdom strictly comes from God. See, I would take a wise man over 1,000 educated men because I know that wise man is giving me wisdom from God. So verse 20, let's look at wisdom. And then I'm going to show you a mystery in the Word of God of exactly what wisdom is. Wisdom cries out. She utters her voice in the streets. Now, they're referring to wisdom like a person. They're using this to teach us about wisdom. Wisdom crying out, she utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates, in the city, she utters her words. Wisdom is crying out, and wisdom is speaking some words, saying, what is wisdom saying? How long will you simple ones love simplicity, and your scorners delight in scorners, and fools hate knowledge? Fools hate knowledge. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Look at that. Wisdom is saying, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. The only one who can pour out his spirit unto you and make words unto you is God. Wisdom is saying this. Let's keep going. Because I have called, and you have refused, and stretched forth my hand, and no man regarded, because you have not said all my counsel and wouldn't do my reproof, I will laugh at your calamity, and it will mock when your fear cometh. Now, this is wisdom. Wisdom is crying out. Wisdom is begging for you to pay attention. Wisdom is begging for you to listen. Wisdom is telling you that he will pour out his spirit and will make words, his words known unto you. This is what God is crying. He's saying this. What wisdom is saying. Now, let's keep going. I'm going to jump down to the second chapter. And the only reason I'm jumping is because this is telling you about another thing in wisdom. And I know for the sake of time, I'm going to keep going. Let's go to the second chapter. Now, wisdom is crying out. And in that last chapter, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, verses 24 through 33, he's saying, because you didn't listen to me, when your calamity comes and when fear cometh, desolation and destruction comes at a whirlwind and distress and anguish come upon you, then you're going to call on him. But he said he won't answer. You will seek him early, but you won't find him. And the reason is you hated knowledge. He just told you who hates knowledge. Who did he say hates knowledge? In verse 22, fools hate knowledge. For they that, verse 29, for they that hateth knowledge, that means that must have been a fool, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, didn't choose to fear the Lord, you wouldn't listen to any of his counsel. You're going to eat the fruit of your own way and be filled with your own devices. That's what he's saying all the way down to verse 33. But those who listen, hearken, that word hearken means to hear and obey. In verse 30, but whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So there is a reason we need to listen to wisdom. Now let's keep going. Chapter 2. My son, if thou will receive my words, there's your first instruction. Receive his words. Receive his words and hide my commandments with thee. How do you receive his words? You hear his words and you let his words get on the inside of your heart. And as those words get on the inside of your heart, you begin to apply them to your life. See, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we went through that in a previous message, and I'll just sum it up where the scripture says, how shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear except it be preached? And how shall he preach except he be sent? God has to send a person. That person has to preach the word. Once they preach the word, that receiver believes the word. Once that receiver believes the word, they call on the name of Jesus. It's a process. That's what it's all about. Going to church, you go to church. God has already sent somebody up there on that pulpit to preach the word or teach the word or whatever to you to hear. You can't call on him until you heard the word and believe the word, and then you call on him. That's the process. It's all a process. God's laid it out in the book. Chapter 2, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. When you incline your ear, that means you pay attention. You pay attention to wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. So once you pay attention to wisdom, let it get on the inside of you, you apply your heart to understanding. Meaning you want to try to understand, God, I need to understand what you're saying here. Father, I don't understand. Explain this to me. That's what he's saying. If thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, God, I don't understand. I'm crying out because I want to understand. This is what God is telling you. Cry out. God, give me understanding of your word. I want to understand this stuff. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, listen, he's talking about wisdom now. Seek for her. Seek wisdom. Seek it out. God, I want to understand. Search for it. Get into this book. Get into these scriptures. Dig, read, study, meditate. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Give me understanding of God's word. This stuff ain't making sense to me. I need to understand it. If you cry out to God for knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding and you seek after it as silver. Why as silver? Because silver is a precious metal. It's like gold. People dig in the ground for that silver. Seek it as silver and search for it as a hidden treasure. See, the Word of God is a treasure. You know, there are people all over the world looking for stuff in the ground and trying to find all this gold and silver and all these precious metals. They consider that as treasure. I'm here to tell you the Word of God is more valuable than all of that. Then shall thou, if you do this, then shall thou, look at here, if then. I'm going to show you all something, another mystery the Holy Spirit showed me. In, I work in technology, and I don't want to get all into all the intricacies of it, but in technology there's a late when you, how shall I say it? Let me just forget all that. Let's just bring it home for something simple. If then is a cause and effect. If you do this, then this is going to happen. If you do that, then that's going to happen. I want you to remember that as you read the Word of God. Look at this. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasure, if you do that, then guess what's going to happen? Then you should understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Look at that. The fear of the Lord and the knowledge of God. There's one thing I remember when I first went through the scriptures. The one key thing that kept coming up throughout the entire Bible was the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. That's a reverential fear. That's a respectful fear. That's a respectful fear. That's like, I'm afraid to disappoint God. I'm not afraid of God, but I'm afraid to disappoint God. And I am afraid of God. But I'm afraid to disappoint him even more. I have a reverential fear. I have a respectful fear. That's what he's saying. You find the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Okay, so I want you all to look at this scripture. This is what I call an anchor mystery scripture. Listen at that. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. I'm going to read that again, and this time I'm going to read it slowly. A lot of times when you're reading the scriptures and God shows you something, sometimes he wants you to slow down, because if you're reading too fast, you'll miss it. So I'm going to go very slow this time, and you're going to see this mystery. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Stop right there. Okay, that makes sense. God gives wisdom. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his colon, look at that, there's a colon there, out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So let's ask ourselves, the Lord gives wisdom, but then it's got a colon there. This is the brilliancy of God. I'm telling you, God is so brilliant, man. He's so brilliant. Watch this. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Well, I got a question for you all. What's coming out of his mouth? What's coming out of his mouth? What's coming out of his mouth? His words coming out of his mouth. That's what's coming out of his mouth. Let's read it again. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. See, that's the brilliancy of God. I mean, God is so awesome, man. I mean, look at that. Okay, God, he gives wisdom, but then you turn around and say, out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So what he's saying is, how does he give wisdom? He gives wisdom through his words. That's how he gives it. Out of his mouth, what's coming out of his mouth? His words. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So if you look at that scripture, that means, guess what? The word of God is also equal to wisdom. Don't you see that? What's coming out of his mouth? His words. Everything that comes out of God's mouth is words, right? But to us, those words is the word of God. You can say the words of God, or you can say the word of God. All of it coming from God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Come on now. Cometh knowledge and understanding. Well, what's coming out of his mouth? Keep going. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. Look at that. Now, who is the righteous? Those of us who are in Christ. How do I know that? That's a great question. I'm going to tell you how I know that. In the word of God, it says, and I'm Praise God, Holy Spirit. I wish I could tell you exactly where, but it's in there. You just got to search it out. It says, he became sin for us. Who is he? Jesus. He became sin for us, he who knew no sin. Come the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus took off his righteous coat and put on our sin coat and gave us his righteous coat. So when we accept Christ, we become the righteousness of God. And we're in right standing with God. So we are the righteous. So let's go back to that scripture down there. For he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. That's us. Those of us who are in Christ, that is. Those of us who've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. See, once again, it's important to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because you got all those benefits I talked about earlier. And you also have sound wisdom that's, watch this, been laid up for you. See, laid up for you. That means God has wisdom that has not been hidden from us, but wisdom that has been hidden, those of us who are in Christ. It's not hidden from us. It's hidden from the world, because the world who don't know Jesus cannot discern spiritual things. They can't even begin to understand this word. It makes no sense to them because they're not in Christ. See? Because they have to be born again so that the Holy Spirit can come on the inside of them and quicken or make alive their spirit so they can understand these scriptures and understand this word. But until they are born again, they will never understand it. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The only way to the Father is through the Son. Do I need to keep going? You must accept Jesus in order to gain these benefits and get this sound wisdom and this sound knowledge and understanding. For God giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So right there, I'm telling you, wisdom is the word of God. All right? Wisdom and the word of God are equal. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk upright. I want you all to remember that. Wisdom and the word of God is equal. Watch this. He keeps the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand, watch this, thou shalt understand righteousness, judgment, and every good path. Righteousness, judgment, equity, and every good path. Every good path. Okay? God, why don't you put the word good in there? Because apparently there must be some bad path. Okay? God ain't going to say something good unless there's something opposite of it in there. He said every good path. And three of the good paths, when wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Watch this. So when wisdom enters into our heart, what's entering into our heart? The word of God. Because wisdom and the word of God are equal. So watch this. Why don't we just say this? When the word of God enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of evil men and from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the path to walk in the ways of darkness. Look at that. Now let me break that down for you. We just told you wisdom is the word of God. So what he said, with wisdom enter into your heart, and we know how it enters, right? Look up there at verse 2. So that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. When you incline your ear, that means you're listening. See, you listen with your ears, right? God is so brilliant. It just blesses me how simple it is. When the Holy Spirit enlightens you and gives you that understanding of the word, oh, my God, it just blows your mind. When wisdom enter into thy heart, we just showed you how it's going to enter in there, you're going to listen. Well, why is it listening? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It ain't so much seeing the Word of God or touching the Word of God or tasting or smelling the Word of God. And why did I use those? Because those are all five senses: see, touch, taste, smell, and hear. What about those five senses? That's how we make contact with the world. We have to make contact with this world, with everything out here, what we term reality. Remember, we are spiritual beings living the human experience. We're not human beings living the spiritual experience. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. That's the Word of God. Man is a spirit. That's why God says that those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We worship him with our spirit man, not this physical man, not this fleshy body. We worship him with our spirit man. That's why when we are in worship, when we're praising and worshiping God, God wants us worshiping from the spirit realm, not the physical realm. It may impact our spiritual realm. We may raise our hands, you know. We may kneel down, but God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. And the only way we can tap into that true worship, number one, we've got to be in Christ. We have to have accepted Jesus so that the Holy Spirit had moved in and made our spirit alive. Quicken, that word quicken means to make alive. Okay. Go back to verse 10. When wisdom enters into our heart and knowledge and pleasant unto our soul, discretion, look at that. Discretion is what's going to keep us. Discretion will preserve us. Understanding will keep us. So we're talking two things, discretion and understanding. Discretion will preserve us. Understanding will keep us. Why does discretion need to preserve us and understanding keep us? Here's why. To deliver us from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things are lies. And this man, this evil man who speaks these lies, leaves the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Who rejoice, look at this evil man. Now he's talking, all this is about this evil man, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they forward in their path to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Look at that. Thought that was interesting. God specifically said who delivers us from the strange woman and from that woman who flatters with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth. This woman who's flattering with her words, she forsaked her guide of her youth, and she forgot the covenant of her God. Look at that. Look at that. That's a person who done forgot all about God and then they done got into the evil ways. See, when the Word of God ain't in your heart, it's easy to slip into that. It's easy to fall back into the ways of the world. That's why it's so important to get born again, give your life to Christ, and then get into the Word of God and stay in the Word of God. And to the best of your ability, try to live by the Word of God. Get under a good teaching or a good preaching or pastor, apostle, pastor, evangelist, teachers. Get around other Christians and stay focused. Otherwise, you're going to get on the wrong path. And you're going to walk in the wrong way. You're going to find yourself down the path of darkness like this woman did. And she forgot the covenant of her God. See, if she forgot the covenant of her God, that means at one point she was there. You see what I'm saying? So now she has been in what you, most people call a backslidden position. For her house inclineth unto the death, and her path unto the dead. None that go into unto her return, neither take they hold of the path of life. Look at that. None that go into her return. Now, the picture I'm getting of this is that this woman probably is a prostitute. And maybe she has fell back into some ways that she should not be into. And it tells you all of those who come to her don't return again, neither do they take hold of the path of life. For her house inclineth unto death. and her path unto the dead. That means every pathway involving her is going to lead to death. Every pathway is going to lead to death. And I'm going to tell you that's incredible, because the word death really means, the word death means to separate from, but it doesn't mean non-existence. You will always exist somewhere. And that's a whole nother sermon I have to preach on, but the word death means to separate from. You're separating from God. That's what God meant in Genesis when he said to Adam and Eve, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. Well, we know Adam and Eve lived many, many years after they ate of that tree. What God was saying is, yeah, you're going to start the death cycle, but you're also going to separate from me. Remember, before they ate from the tree, they were walking in the cool of the day with God. All of a sudden, when they ate from the tree, and they ate from the tree of, watch this, of the knowledge of good and evil. That, it was two trees in the garden. It was the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, you can't eat of that tree. Don't eat of that tree. The day you eat of that tree, you're going to surely die. Well, of course, they got tempted by the serpent. The serpent told them, and they saw the tree, and it looked good, and Eve ate, and then she gave to her husband, and he ate, and then all of a sudden now they separated from God. Now they're hiding from God. God's looking for them, and then God can't find them. God knows everything. God knew something was wrong. Normally, they're walking with him in the cool of the day. Now they're hiding from him because they see themselves as naked. Basically, the death cycle started and the separation started. They were separated from that God from that point forward. And to this day, everybody born, every human born on this earth is born into sin. Why? Behold, I was born into sin and in iniquity did my mother conceive me. They are born into sin because of Adam and Eve. That's why they have to get, watch this, again, unto righteousness. They got to be born unto righteousness. Remember, he became sin for us, he who knew no sin. I just said that, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. That's why it's so important to get saved. It's so, so important to get saved. Give your life to Christ. He's waiting. He's waiting for you. So let's keep going. I'm going to jump down here to verse 3, chapter 3. And let's keep going. And now we know that wisdom is the word of God, because that's what wisdom is. So I'm going to show you a mystery here. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Wisdom is the word of God. Chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Look at that. Forget not my law. Forget not my law. But let thine heart keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. The commandments God is talking about, yes, of course, the Ten Commandments, but not just the Ten Commandments. Every commandment that he made in the Word of God. That's what he's referring to. Keep my commandments. A lot of people think it's just the Ten Commandments and say, oh, this is the Old Testament. No. Every time God is commanding you something in his words, it's a commandment. Yes, the Ten Commandments are what he gave in the Old Testament, but he also said there was another commandment he gave was to love. And he also gave many other things. So God is saying, keep my commandments. Keep the word of God. Let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, watch this. When you keep the word of God, look at the benefits to this. We talked about a benefits package. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Do you realize that the word of God will extend your life? You know why? Because his words are life. I'm going to say this. You know, I heard this many years ago, and it blessed me, and I didn't understand it at the time, but now I understand it. And there was a pastor who said this. He said, how can a man die when he continues to pour life on the inside? He continues to pour life on the inside, which means he stays in this word. He continues to stay in this word. Because you're bringing life to life. That's what he's saying. That's why God says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and, watch this, long life and peace shall they add to thee. Shall they, what, my commandments? So God is saying his commandments are add, it'll give you long life and peace. You want to have, you want to live until you're 100 and some years old or however long. You want to have a long life and have peace with that long life? Get into this word. Get into this word and start living by it. God, extend your life. He just said it right there. Let not mercy. God is a merciful God, and God always offers truth. Now, look at what he tells you to do with mercy and truth. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tablet of thy heart. As a result of you doing this, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God, watch this, and man. I hear a lot of people say, I walk in the favor of God. I walk in the favor of God. How do you get that favor? Don't let mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck and write them on the table of your heart. Mercy and truth. Be merciful because God has been merciful to us. So you need to be merciful to others. Operate in truth. God's word is truth. Don't compromise. Don't deal with what the world say. Operate in truth. That's what he's saying. Bind them. Bind them. Bind them. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tablet of thy heart. He don't want you to lose this. You got it. Mercy and truth is vital. If you want favor and understanding, watch this. As a result of doing that, you're going to get favor and understanding, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of man. People will be doing stuff for you, and they won't even be understanding why. They'll be showing you favors, doing things for you, and you'll have understanding of God's word. They won't even know why. You know why? Because you're operating in mercy and truth. You know, I had something happen many years ago, and I don't know what it was. Can't Holy Spirit bring it back to my remembrance? But I remember saying this to this lady. And she asked me a question. And I made a mistake about something, and I said something like, you know, this was my fault. I owned up to it. You know, I just need you to forgive me. And then she asked the question like, well, why should I do that? Why would I forgive you? And I said, because you should have mercy on me. And she didn't know what to say. There was no response to that. See, the world doesn't understand mercy, but we understand because God had mercy on us. God is still having mercy on us every single day for the things we do wrong. And those of us who, without Christ, God really have mercy on you because you hadn't even received him yet, and you're still alive. You're not even under his wing of protection, and he still has mercy to protect you and to love you. He did us the same way, those of us who are in Christ. I know for me, I probably should have been dead many, many years ago. All the mess that I was caught up into, it was only the mercy and grace of God that saved me and extended my life so I could come to the conclusion that the Holy Spirit drew me and wooed me, Christ is my Lord and Savior. That's why it's so vital, so vital. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon this. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So if anybody ever tell you they walk in the favor of God, then they must be operating in mercy and truth. Or they just saying that. If you truly are walking in the favor of God, then you're operating in mercy and truth toward others and toward yourself. Look at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct. That word direct means make straight your path. I'm telling you, don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your knowledge. Don't trust in your education. Don't trust in somebody who you know who's going to help you. Everybody say they got the hookup. I'm here to tell you the hookup is to look up, and that look up to Jesus. That's your hookup. But God holds the heart of the king in his hand, and he can turn it to and fro. You're looking for a promotion? Don't look from it from man. Look from it from God. Promotion comes from God. It doesn't come from man. God might use that man to promote you, but it was God that who gave you that promotion. You operate in mercy and truth, and that God will show you favor. Things that happen for you like you wouldn't believe. Your boss who's treating you wrong, start praying for it. Start praying for it. Don't whine and complain and talk to others about what the things he's doing. Start saying, God, I don't know what's going on with it. Give him wisdom. Give him knowledge. Give him understanding. Bless him, Lord God. And the more you start praying for him, his heart will start changing towards you, and he ain't going to even know why. He'll be apologizing to you. He'll be saying, yeah, I'm going to give you that project. Yeah, we've been thinking about giving you a raise. You're like, really? I'm here to tell you that's how it works. But you got to watch this. Work the word. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Look at all the stuff God is telling us. You want to have a healthy body? Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Look at that. That's healing. That's healing. All these things are triggered by doing something in the Word. Keep reading. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Watch this. As a result, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and presses shall burst out with new wine. Look at that. Cause, effect. Cause, effect. Do something, God do something. You move, he move. You don't move, he can't move. It's like playing chess or checkers. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Why? Look at those colon after everyone. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects. See, if you love your children, you're going to correct your children. You love them, you're going to correct them. You're going to let them go out there and make no mistakes. A lot of people today, they don't want to correct their children. And if they don't correct their children, the world will swallow them up. But see, the Word of God says, if you love them, you'll correct them. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. So this ain't just for God. He said, even as a father. He's talking about man. Even as a father, the son in whom he delights. Now watch this. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. So now I'm going to show you a mystery. So we said wisdom is the word of God. So let's watch this. I want you all to see something. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you all to see something. Now, we're talking about wisdom. We know wisdom and the word are equal. So now watch this. Let's go back. I'm going to switch over here and keep going. I'm going to go down to chapter 4. Now, I want to go to chapter 4, and let's go into 4. We're going to read all the way down, and then I'm going to show you this mystery. Just remember, wisdom and the word of God is equal to the word of God. Hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart, watch this, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. So God is saying, I need you to get this word on the inside of you. And let your heart, why your heart? You ever wonder why your heart? Here's why. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever's in your heart in abundance is going to come out of your mouth. There's a connection between the heart and the mouth. And I'm not talking about that fleshy organ thing that's beating on the inside of your chest. That's not the heart I'm talking about. I'm talking about the center of a man. The center of a real man, of a spiritual man, is his heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, whatever's in that heart in abundance, your mouth's going to speak. So if you pour the word of God in, when it's time for you to speak, God, the Holy Spirit's going to pull the word of God out. You got to pour it in, though. It means you got to spend some time in his word. That's how you pour it in. You pour it in through studying. You pour it in through meditating. Most importantly, you pour it in through hearing, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's getting poured in right now as I'm speaking the word of God, because you're hearing it, and it's going to get on the inside of you, and then you start thinking about it, start turning it over. The stuff that's making sense to you, you're wondering like, wow. So this is how it works. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly how it works. God designed this whole thing. Listen at this. He taught me also, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. Now watch this. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it being wisdom not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her who is her. They're talking about wisdom then. The her is referring to wisdom because if you remember in the chapters before this, they referred to wisdom as her, as a female or a woman or whatever. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Now watch this. We're going to jump back. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. Now here comes the mystery. Now here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take wisdom, and everywhere you see wisdom, we're going to substitute the word of God. And then it's going to all make sense to you. Watch this. Verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. Get the word of God. You saw that? It says wisdom there, right? I'm substituting the word of God for wisdom. Get the word of God. Get understanding. Forsake not the word of God. Forget the word of God not, neither decline from the words of the word of God's mouth. Forsake the word of God not, and the word of God shall preserve thee. Love the word of God, and the word of God shall keep thee. The word of God is the principal thing. Therefore, get the word of God, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Look at that. Look at that. That's why this word is so important. That's why these scriptures are so important. When you get in this, you will get wisdom. Wisdom is the word of God. Exalt, verse 8, let's keep going. Exalt the word of God, and the word of God shall promote thee. The word of God shall bring thee to honor when thou embrace the word of God. The word of God shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall the word of God deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Look at that. I have taught thee in the way of the word of God. I have led thee in right paths. Look at that. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let the word of God not go. Keep the word of God, for the word of God is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of the evil man. Avoid it, and pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. So he's contrasting it now. This is saying this isn't the path you want to go. But the path of the just, now this is the path you want to go now, verse 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light, and shineth more and more until the perfect day. Now, here come the contrast. But the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, or the word of God, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Look at that. See, there's healing in the word of God. It just told you that. It's health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. That's that cursing. Let thine eyes look right on, and thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left, remove thy foot from evil. My son, attend unto the word of God. Pay attention to the word of God. And bow thine ear to understanding of the word of God, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. See, wisdom is the word of God. That's why it's so important to get in these scriptures and study. It's a mystery right there. That's the mystery. Listen, look at all of that in verse 4. Wisdom is the principal thing. Verse 7. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. That's why it's so important to get into this word, so you can begin to get understanding, and you begin to see things out in life and know how to respond to them. Not react. Respond. Because when you respond, you know in advance what to do. When you react, you don't know what to do. You're just reacting because something just happened. But the word of God is telling you how to respond. You need an example of that, don't you? It says that a soft voice will calm wrath. So when somebody's screaming at you, they may be screaming and cursing you out, just telling you off, and you sit there just calmly, and in a soft voice you say, okay, not a problem. They don't know how to handle that. It'll calm them down. It'll bring them from 10 all the way down to 2. You know why? Because a soft voice will calm wrath. That's in the word of God, something I'm making up. I'm telling you, that's the scripture in the word of God. See, the one thing that God has always told me is it's so important to work the word. In my ministry, I was going to have these workshops called Work the Word workshops, meaning I'm going to tell you exactly how to respond to a situation based on the word of God, not based on my knowledge or my education or my information, based on the word of God. Because when you respond based on the word of God, you're going to always have the victory. See, always, always. I used the example many years ago, and I think I said this in one of my former messages. I walked in the job one day, and my boss was just tripping enough. He was acting like, you know, he was mad. He was angry. Something was wrong. I don't know if he woke up on the wrong side of the bed or what, but he was just tripping, and I was like, and I was the target. And that was hard for me to receive. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? You know, of course, I'm about to go in the flesh. Just keeping it real. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but, man, my emotions are stirred up. I'm getting angry. He's trying to push that anger off on me. And now I'm getting angry that he's taking it out on me. And I'm like, okay, all right, hold on, Lord. Okay, Lord. God said, remember, don't react, respond. And I said, well, Lord, what's the problem? Why is he acting this way? He said, you know why? I said, no, I don't. I don't know why. Why is he acting this way, Lord? He said, well, you know what to do. What do you mean I know what to do? I'm starting to get a little angry, Lord. What do you mean I know what to do? And God said, well, you know what to do. You're just not doing. What am I doing? He said, you're not praying for Jesus, Lord. He said, I told you in my word that to pray for those in authority over you so that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. The reason you ain't got no peace is because you ain't praying for it. Oh, wow. Praise God. Lord, I ain't got no peace because I ain't praying for him, huh? Yep, that's exactly why. You know this from the word. You're just not operating in it. You're asking me, and I'm telling you what I've already told you. What are you doing with what I've already given you? Okay. Okay. All right, so let me stop what I'm doing. I'm not gonna react. Let me go over here in the staircase. Walk out of the room. Excuse me, I got to go take a break for a minute. I go in the staircase of the building, and I start praying for him. Now, that served two purposes. Number one, it served to keep my heart clear because I'm about to go off. It don't help us to go off, even as a Christian, you know. Christians go off. We're in a fallen world. Everybody ain't going to walk this walk and say, oh, I'm walking in perfection. No, we're not walking in perfection. We're walking in a fallen world. We're going to have our days, too. But that's why we got to know how to respond based on the word of God and not react. And God tells us how to respond. So I go and start praying for him. Lord, I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe it's something at home. Maybe he got some bad news this morning. Maybe he didn't sleep well. Maybe him and his wife and kids are having issues. I don't know what it is. But, you know, give him peace and bless him. and keep him safe and secure and help him get through this. So while I'm down there praying, keeping my heart clear, God is upstairs moving on his heart. I'm doing my part, now God can do his part. We're in partnership with this. We're always expecting God to do everything for us, but don't the scriptures say Jesus is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty? That means he's in a position of rest. He said, it is finished. He did all he's going to do. We got a part to play, too. We are the body of Christ, right? We're the body. The body. There's a song that says, if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his words teaching or something like that? We have a role to play. We have a role to play as Christians on this earth. So nobody's talking about that. But we got a role to play. It's not like we're going to work our way into heaven. No. We go into heaven because we accepted Jesus. The only way to the Father is through the Son. It ain't got nothing to do with works. So don't get it twisted. It has nothing to do with works. You can't work your way into heaven. You can't do enough good to get in to earn your way into heaven. Don't let nobody lie to you. The only way to the Father is through the Son. If you don't accept Christ, you will not be getting into heaven. So the only way to the Father is through the Son. That's the word of God says. It's not me talking. Look in the book. So, but we have a role to play if we're going to operate in some peace down here. So I said, okay, I started praying for him. And I stayed and prayed for a little while, and it started changing my heart. I stopped being angry. I started getting calmer. Things started calming down, and I said, okay, all right, he's going through something, you know. I don't know what it is, but Lord, just bless him and keep him and keep him cured. So after that, come back upstairs a little while later, he apologizes to me. God then changed his heart. Helped the weeds out of my heart and changed his heart at the same time, but it was all because of the instructions and the directions from the Word of God. And I was so grateful and blessed that happened, because God taught me in that day and in that time that you've got to work the Word. You've got to work the Word. And the only way you can work the Word, you've got to know the Word. The only way you can know the Word, you've got to get into the Word. And when you get into the Word after you gave your life to Christ, it all comes back to giving your life to Christ. That's the beginning. That's where it all starts. So get into these scriptures. Get into this Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. But most importantly, give your life to Christ. Because none of this is going to make sense to you if you don't. The first and foremost thing is to give your life to Christ. That's what's important, because God is waiting for you. There are people out there listening on this call now. You've got some real situations and some real circumstances, and you're looking for some real answers, real answers. This Word has all the answers you need in it. Everything was created by the Word, and there was nothing that wasn't made that wasn't made by the Word of God. So you got to get in this book, and you got to find your situation and your circumstance in it, and then you got to begin to apply it. Just start doing what the books say to do. If he says soft voice, a calm rouse, somebody screaming at you, just reply with a soft voice. If he say that, you know, pray for those in authority over you so that you may lead a quiet and peaceable life, you want peace, start praying for them. No matter how angry, how mean they are, or what they've done to you. Yeah, we all can get our feelings hurt. But God says, you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with you getting angry. It's okay for a Christian to be angry. Well, wait a minute. I know. Did he mess up? No, he didn't mess up. It's okay for a Christian to be angry, because the Word of God says, be angry, but sin not. Don't let your anger lead to sin. God gave us emotions. He knew we was going to get angry, but he ain't going to let us. He says, don't let your anger lead you to sin. That's what he's saying. Be angry, but sin not. See, all of it's in the book, but you got to get in the book to understand it. So I praise God for everybody who's listening tonight. But I'm really, really concerned about those who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So right now, I want to pray the prayer of salvation for you and with you. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. We can't see you because we're on the phone. You ain't got to worry about that. If you don't want nobody to see you, I don't know why, because you shouldn't be ashamed of Jesus. But, you know, I understand. I get it, you know. But the most important thing is for you to make a decision, and to make that decision now and make it tonight over this phone, because God sees everything. We ain't got to be in a church on a pulpit. We right here. You heard the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you heard it. You heard it across these lines, these phone lines, what God wants. God already knew that in this future, maybe we wouldn't have television. Maybe we wouldn't have radio. But we're going to have something where you can hear the Word. It's all about hearing the word. Not necessarily seeing the word, but hearing the word. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's interesting. Out of those gates, God deals very interesting with hearing and the ears. You know, people say God gave us two ears and one mouth so we can listen more than we speak. There's a reason for that. He gave us two eyes, too, so we can see twice as much, I guess, as well. But God already knew how he designed us to come in contact with this world through those five senses. And we got to protect those senses, by the way, too. That's a whole nother message in itself. We got to be careful what we're listening to. We got to be careful what we are seeing, what we're smelling, what we're touching, and what we're tasting. Some things we're not supposed to see or be looking at. See, all those things get on the inside of us, and they go into our heart. And that, what did I just say earlier? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So you start looking at something, then you're going to start responding to it because now those images have gotten on the inside of your heart. See? That's why you have to be very careful. You got to protect those gates. I call them the gates because those are the gates to the inside of us. Even Jesus said, he talks a lot about the mouth. It's just the mouth is like a two-way gate. He said, it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles a man. It's what comes out of his mouth. Why? Because he knows what comes out of his mouth is what's on the inside of his heart. Praise God. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? See how the Holy Spirit ties it all together? It just blows my mind sometimes. I'm so grateful for God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Bow your head. Heavenly Father, I've heard your message. I've heard it right now. I need Jesus in my life. I need him, Father. I need him, God. I need him to come into my life and save me. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I confess it with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. And I believe in my heart, Father, that you raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me. Save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Guide me to get into this word, and your Holy Spirit will teach me this word. Father, I want to live a life that is pleasing to you. All this stuff and all this mess that I'm in right now, I turn away from it, Lord. I turn away. I make a 180-degree turn away from sin and towards you. You know where I'm at, Father. You know exactly where I'm at. And I repent of it, Lord God. I was wrong. I made the mistakes. But I also know that you love me. You love me unconditionally. You love me so much that you sent me to listen tonight on this phone line. You know where I was at. You know what I was about to do. But you wooed me through your Holy Spirit to bring me here to hear this message so I can give my life to you. Save me, Lord. Deliver me. Heal me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet in every aspect of my body. I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And I thank you for saving me this day. For this is the day that you've made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, praise God. If you gave your life to Christ, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God. And find you a, if you can find a church, find a church. If you don't have a Bible, get a Bible. And ask the Holy Spirit, before you even open that Bible, the Holy Spirit, teach me. And God will begin to teach you. He may even have somebody come to you and begin to teach you. He may send you to a certain brook, a church somewhere, or he may just have you pull your Bible out the next time you listen to this word on this phone line and begin to teach you that way. God has a way to get his word to you, and he loves you unconditionally. It's not about what you've done or what you have not done. It's simply about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because at the end of the day, that's the only decision that is important to God, is to accept his Son as your Lord and Savior. He loves you and we love you. to continue to be blessed and continue to grow and continue to listen to the Prayer News Network. There are so many good teachers and preachers and messages on this phone line that will absolutely change your life. And you will grow with PNN as it continues to evolve to become larger and larger all over the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to give this message tonight. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And thank you for all those souls that have gotten saved and given their life to Jesus tonight. Thank you, Father. We love you. And we thank you for loving us unconditionally. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And as you said, man of God, we'll never look at it the same again. We'll never look at wisdom. We'll never look at the Word of God the same again, glory to God. And we just bless the Lord how you have dissected this Word. I tell you, it's just beautiful. As we followed along, you know, I'm trying to think of the right word, but it was very vivid. It was very clear. It was very vivid what the Lord was saying unto us on today. And we'll never look at wisdom the same again. And I pray, glory to God, that we, from this point on, we never ever look at it the same again. Wisdom is the principal thing, and we got to have wisdom. Oh, my God, we must have wisdom. And I'm telling you, just seeing, I mean, from the beginning to the end, just beautiful, beautiful teaching. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. The very beginning, talking about those benefits, those God's benefits, beautiful. Amen, and I tell you, that's what teaching does. Teaching comes and waters. Teaching, it waters us. The word that has come forth, it waters. It puts water on the seed that is already within us. And it's just beautiful. So we just bless the Lord. I mean, I just can't say enough. As I said, it was just very vivid, very clear. And people, God, listen, I do admonish you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Do get a copy and listen at it again, because the way that it was dissected, it's going to bless you. It's going to bless you all over again. So we just thank God tonight. Listen, people, God, you can get a copy of the broadcast per the usual. You can get a copy on tonight. Simply text on tonight the numbers. We'll give you a couple of numbers. The first number, 229-529-0914. The second number is 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, and or if you're not getting your copy or whatever, you can text 678-608-7234. Our international listeners, that same number, 678-608-7234. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Reach out to us via WhatsApp, and we'll certainly get a copy to you. And listen, people of God, you can also go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and you can download a copy of the broadcast there if you would like. But if you can't download it, certainly reach out to either of those numbers, and we'll send a copy of the broadcast directly to your phone. Also, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly Google. Just Google Prayer News Network, and it will take you directly to the link, our blog link, our radio link, and there you can listen to it on the web. You can actually listen to the broadcast on the web. So, people of God, we've made this word accessible to you so that you can go back and listen to it at any time. And that's the whole premise of what we're doing, that this word will be accessible to you. And if you've been blessed, that you will send it to someone else. Send it to someone else, people of God. Listen, it's time. It's time. We are in the end times, and we are fastly approaching the return of Christ. And people of God, we have got to be ready. We've got to be ready. So by any means necessary, we're getting this word out to you so that you can take this word, you can eat this word, you can look into this word, and you can allow this word to clean you up, to make you new creatures in Christ, so that you can come to the fullness of God. We got to be ready, people of God. We've got to be ready. And it's the word of God that makes us ready. So we're trying to get it out. Listen, to as many as we can, if you would, please, ma'am, please, sir, help us to get this word out so that someone else can be blessed, so that someone else can be prepared for the return of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Cannon. God bless you so much. God bless you. We love, we appreciate you so much. And tonight we just want to speak a word. Amen. A prayer over your life on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you again. Now we thank you for your word. We thank you for how you've come. You blessed us. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight for this word, for this wisdom, this knowledge, this understanding. We thank you for this time, Father, that you've entreated us to come and to sit and to listen, and that our hearts would be enlightened by this word. We thank you now, Father. Thank you for your manservant tonight. And we're asking that you would bless him tonight. Bless him, glory to God, as only can. Bless him, O God, abundantly with your benefits, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight to cover him. We're asking that you would shield him now. In the precious name of Jesus. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash. We forbid retaliation on tonight, Father. But we thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your blood to cover him and to shield him, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you, glory to God, for the word that you placed in his belly. Glory to God, that he would come, that he would continue to come, and that he would continue to bring forth your word to your people. We're thanking you for opening doors now, glory to God, that this word, this utterance, God, your word can go out to the nations. We give you thanks. We give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for blessing him now. Blessing is going out. It's coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon him. Thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for your face shining upon him tonight. Bless his family. Bless his ministry. Oh, God, bless his very being, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus. In thy glory, Ashanabasi. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you, oh, God. In thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise
God. God bless you again tonight. God bless you again tonight, man of God. People of God, one more time, I just want to admonish you to go ahead and get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. This teaching has been so precious, and we just give God thanks and we give God praise for it on tonight. God bless you, man of God, for allowing the Lord to use you in this wise.
Thank you.
We thank God for
praise
you.
God.
And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you so that you may have the final word and for the dismissal, the blessing of the line on tonight. God bless you. We appreciate you, sir, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, sister. And thank you for everything. And I want to just pray over everyone on this line today. I pray that, you know, for the rest of this time and for the rest of this weekend, you have a blessed weekend. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to bless everyone who heard this message tonight. Father, to move on their hearts to cry out to you, and to get into your word. Father, I ask that you heal them and deliver them and set them free from any hurt, harm, or danger, any addictions, any afflictions, anything, Lord God. I cry out, Father, that you will send forth angels to protect them and comfort them and keep them, Lord God. I pray that your Holy Spirit will be poured out upon them, Lord God, those who gave their life to Christ, that they will experience the reality of you. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are a good God. You are an everlasting God. And your mercy endure forever. You are our rock, our salvation, our healer, our deliverer, our peace, our comforter, our strong high tower, our way out of no way, our possibility in the midst of impossibilities. You can take a mess and make it into a masterpiece, Lord God. You are all that and then some, God. And Father, I just thank you and praise you as they go throughout the rest of this week that you will confirm your word, whether it's through a person, whether it's through a radio, a television, whatever. You will confirm your word and they will know and understand that you are God, the one true and living God, the great I am. I give you all glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen again, people of God. God bless you so much again. We want to remind you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back on tomorrow night and be blessed. Glory to God. Come and let us hear what the Lord has to say. And people of God, again, you've been blessed. We pray that you have. We want you to invite someone to come and be with you in the presence of the Lord. God bless you. We do love you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Bye.